Welcome back to Three Men and a Baby. I'm Sean.
I'm Max.
And I'm Tim.
I thought Tim was going first for a second there. Yeah.
We're joined here again with our favorite guest, Black Doug. Black Doug, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back, guys. You know, oh my God, my chair just cracked.
Yeah, it did.
But yep. It's nice to be out here in the wilderness. You know, I did notice that the way we set up the chairs, it's just me on one side and the white guys on the other.
Well, so with everything that's going on nowadays,
it's on about protection in numbers.
And I'm right by a fire, so
I just want to make it clear that Black Doug chose his seat. Yeah, we didn't put him over there.
He chose the spot.
First of all, I was the first one to sit down.
No, you weren't, because you and your wife had it out about 3.5 minutes ago.
Well, my wife is also white, so...
Yeah, so is mine. Big deal.
Mine's not.
Nah. But it's nice to be back, and it's nice to sit by the fire. And if I don't ever come back, you guys know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not a sports interview.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I guess we'll just kick it off with something everybody's used to, and that's a would you rather.
I want to throw mine out there first.
All right.
I think we all have the same answer. So I kind of want to elaborate on it a little more than I did with Sean last week.
I don't remember it, to be honest with you.
All right, so you wake up in a Freaky Friday situation, like you switch bodies with someone. You know him, you don't know him, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
How long till you diddle yourself? Like, you don't know, like, you just woke up at 5:30 in the morning to take a piss, and all of a sudden you have a vagina and you have to sit down to pee, or you have an enormous
like
black cock.
A much bigger dick than normal.
Or in Black Doug's case, you have a tiny white cock and you're peeing on the top of your ball sack. Well, and then like from there, when you realize what's going on, because you're groggy, it's early in the morning, how far from there until you diddle yourself, or do you just think it's a dream and then you wake up later and then you realize, no, this is real life, and then you diddle yourself then?
You wake up and you're all wet and sticky.
I mean...
Immediately.
I mean, it depends on who I am. I agree.
No, it definitely does, but I feel like it doesn't, because, like, as soon as I notice I have different genitalia and I look in the mirror, I'm going to be like, I'm a different person. I got to figure this shit out.
I'm going to take this for a test drive real quick. Yeah, I'm.
But it's not
immediately.
It's not limited to like you woke up as your father, or you woke up as your mother. Like I want to put that sick thought in your head.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's all my right. Answer's not changing. It's immediate.
For mine too. But I want your guys' answers to that. But I also want to elaborate. You woke up as Elena. How long till you get you to fuck yourself? You woke up as Christina. How long till you get you to fuck yourself? I wake up as Jackie. How long till I get me to fuck myself?
Yes.
What about Sean?
Sean's got like random hoes. How long till Sean gets one of his hoes to fuck himself? To see what you're working with.
I mean, listen. No matter who I am, no matter what gender, what sexuality I am, I'm looking at my tits. I'm looking at my cock. I'm looking at my asshole.
Oh, you got tits on the cock?
Yeah.
I like that.
It depends. It's 2020.
Exactly.
Man. You don't know what you have. You know, so whether I'm whether I'm waking up and I'm fucking George Floyd.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
God damn. There goes half our followers.
Yeah. Or we just got a lot more. We don't know.
It was the black guy that said it to you.
Or I'm fucking Pamela Anderson. I'm looking at my tits or my cock or whatever it may be. I'm curious.
Yeah. If I wake up as one of my random hoes, I'm finding myself as soon as possible. And I'm just like going to knock on my door and be like, hey, what's up? I know exactly where to go because this is my place. Let me see that dick. And I'm going to get myself...
To bring it a little bit further, you're still conscious in yourself, so you know you're fucking
yourself. So I know I'm even better. I'm gonna know what I
or
gonna,
which might make it better. You don't know you're fucking yourself till the moment of ejaculation.
And as soon as you're done,
you're like, I just fucked myself.
Ah. I'm gonna be like, oh, that was trash. Who the fuck is this dude? Oh, it's me. Shit. Fuck.
If I woke up as Christina, I would probably go about 8 hours of the day hating me.
And then you come and find me.
That's down from the norm 24.
And then I would come home and I'd be like, oh, it's not so bad. And then me as myself, man, would say something. I'd be like, fuck this asshole. And then I would just hate myself for the rest of the day, so I wouldn't be having sex at all. Yep.
All
right. That's what would happen.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
how my life goes. From what I see.
If I woke up as Christina, I'd spend 8 hours hating myself. Fantastic.
That's how that would go.
It would really suck if I woke up as somebody with a bigger cock than mine.
Which isn't going to happen.
Well.
No.
I haven't seen it, but I'm just assuming.
It's rather large.
Yeah. I mean... You know, because then you go back to your myself as Black Doug, and you contemplate, like, fuck. Like, I really thought I had a big cock, and I really don't.
And I really don't.
Oh,
and
that's where you fucked up.
Yeah.
You think you have a big cock.
Yeah, when you think you do, and it just mind fucks you.
I know I don't.
Yeah.
I know I don't. I went to boot camp.
God, that is truth.
I had a guy directly across from me. Legitimate soft knee hanger, like knee hang. It was slapping his knee. Like, I can't imagine it getting bigger.
Yeah, big thighs.
No, he was just like a normal Black guy. But there was also a white kid next to him that had like a lower thigh hanger that was fucking enormous.
See that.
But I can't imagine it getting any bigger than that. So like, if they got hard, I feel like it's just the same. But if it does. What the fuck?
Fucking car ramrod right
yeah.
there.
you're throwing not a baby arm, like a fucking adult grown forearm, like into someone. Damn.
I wouldn't take that. I'd be upset.
I'd try to take it.
Well,
I guess
that's fair.
Guy's last name is Melton. I don't remember his first name, but if Melton, you're listening. You got a huge
dick. You got a big ass dick, bro.
Send a picture. I want to see that thing.
Listen, guys, you know, I couldn't say that I would be lying right now if I wasn't concerned, because right now you guys have me out in damn the middle of nowhere in a white neighborhood. Between a burning fire,
we got a pool.
So I don't know which way you guys are going.
And gas station less than a mile away. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's just nervous.
He's just nervous. I'll come sit on your side if you want.
I think Black people get scared around trees, and we got a lot of low hanging trees.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is very true.
There's no rope though.
We burned it trying to start
the
fire.
Yeah, we burned it.
No rope, which is good.
I mean...
But that's why you guys have the fire in the pool.
So. Very true.
Oh, true. But you could just stand up in the pool. It's only like 5 feet.
Yeah.
So you're lucky there. Fucking...
What the fuck? I'm not reading that.
This is a paragraph.
Two of them.
You're out your goddamn minds. I don't even know who sent it, but you're out your
if you're
damn
listening and you just sent that text, fucking
no.
Learn yourself how
words
to shorten that up.
Yeah.
Fucking. I mean, it's so hard if you say we woke up as our significant other.
That's
it really is.
That's kind
of. I mean, mine was easy because I would just hate myself the entire time.
I would definitely hate myself, too, but I would also get myself to fuck myself because I just want to see what I'm working with.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. I think I'm doing a good job, but...
We all think we're doing a good job.
She complains. Exactly. She complains the whole time, every time. So I really want to see what she's complaining about.
That's a good point. See, I haven't gotten a complaint, but I'm sure there is a lot of inner thought of, God damn, is this over yet?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm the opposite. It's like, already? Really? Come on. Try to get him to do it again. Nope.
I
no
mean,
shot.
I just got wet and he's already yeah, I just got wet and he's already done. I think I'm wet because he came. I'm wet because
that, that is his cum.
I mean, that would put us in the same boat for the most part. Yeah.
119 seconds.
But I also want to be the one that's be like, yes, harder, because I'm like, why would someone ever be like, yo, slam your dick into me harder?
Like, hard.
Yeah.
Break me.
Like, what the fuck is going through?
What says that? What
kind of psychopath are you?
Yeah.
I'm not gay enough to, like, try it out for real. I'm just saying, like,
would you try it out for real?
Butt sex.
Yeah, but with your own dick.
I could definitely take my own dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, how would you get your dick in your butt?
Oh, there's no shot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you'd have to make a mold of that thing.
Yeah.
But the problem with doing that is then, like, you would then have to use a strap-on and then fucking jam it in there. And then at some point, you're like, fuck. It's small, but it's destroying my asshole.
Mm. I wouldn't even get that far. I'd be like, this is a lot of work.
It is.
That I'm not willing to do. Because Pornhub's out there. I got a lot of Vaseline.
I mean.
All right, I got another question. Dry or lubricant jerking off?
Oh, dry.
Dry.
100%.
Dry. Always.
That was dry. The majority 100%. Answer the other night,
dry,
too.
Definitely
but,
dry.
But Jackie was really like, you guys, no one uses any kind of lube?
Nah.
No.
I feel like that's a stereotype.
That's why I asked.
I'm sure every single one of us is used lotion or baby oil or spit, whatever. Like
Dip spit.
Because it's tingly.
Yeah.
You know?
It burns
nice.
A little bit.
It's nice.
Get in the pee hole.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. But nah, it's to me, that's too messy. And it's just
you gotta take a shower afterwards.
It's more
cleanup,
and it's, you know what?
Or you're wasting a lot more tissues.
Yeah. And especially when it, like, if I only, like, I aim for 119 seconds when I'm banging, when I'm jerking off, I got one mission, and that's to ejaculate, and I'm gonna do that as efficiently as possible.
Yeah,
so
no, I agree. So you're talking like 200 seconds?
We're talking like fucking 12 seconds. Whew. I could probably come right now before I'm done with this sentence.
I mean,
and I'm
give you $100 if you can.
Like, I don't know. When I was in the Marine Corps, like, and there was only porter shitters around, like, you would have to, like, pretend you're just going to take
that.
A dump. You know, to jerk off.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you had 2 minutes to try and get off. But you needed time to kind of.
But you also had porta potty porn.
If you were lucky,
I always did. It was great.
You know,
we had
you
some
got
artists
fresh,
in my battalion.
If you got fresh porta potties, you know, you were fucked.
Yeah, fucked.
You know, then you were relying on, you know, a safe text message or something.
If your phone even turned on,
yeah, yeah, you even had a chance to charge it or fucking anything. So, I mean, a lot of it was left up to the imagination of what can I think of to fucking beat my dick off to. You know, it's retarded.
I think of myself.
I would. I would think of you.
I know you do.
I'd be a liar if I said I haven't.
I've gotten those random, like, 11:30 p.m. texts where it's like, hey, can you just, like, randomly send me a picture of yourself? Why, Tim? Why do you want a picture of my...
Just because. Yeah. So what? Don't judge me. I'm not gay.
That gay.
It's not gay.
No, it's not gay. I just like to jerk off to my friends.
No problem with that at all.
No.
Not at all.
It brings you closer together as friends.
Now that you called it out and you sat back, this is really awkward. You sitting all the way over there by yourself.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you guys see me?
I feel like yeah, sort of. Smile. I feel like you're presenting
to there
us.
You are. There you are. Ah, the stereotype's true.
I love Black Doug.
You say Black Doug or Black Dick?
Both. Both.
I do have both.
I would hope so. It'd be really weird if you're that black guy with the white cock at like all sport, fucking hanging out in the locker room, yes. drying yourself after showering.
Hey, it's okay.
That would be weird.
Why do old people always get naked in gym locker rooms?
It's insane. I don't know.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and it's funny. I just don't think they give a fuck anymore.
It's got to be that. You know, like
they have towels and stuff, but they just throw them over their shoulders.
They just
walk out fucking hanging balls and cock everywhere.
Swang it. Nutsacks are swanging.
I don't get it. Dicks are hidden in the bush. And their nuts are just fucking...
Do you think that happens in women's locker rooms, though?
Of course.
Do you think the old women are just walking around fucking naked?
Yeah. Pussy lips dragging?
How do you know for a fact?
I might have snuck into a woman's locker room once or twice. I just show up with like a fucking custodian shirt on and a random mop. And you just walk right on in.
No one pays any mind.
No. They're like, oh, hey, sir.
Admit it. That is the first thing you did when you switched...
Yeah, 100%.
Walked into a fucking...
I walked right into the women's locker room holding a mop, and they're like, oh, there's people in here, and I'm like, sorry. I mean, there's people in here all the time, but I got a mop. Y'all bitches be pissing on the floor. What's up? And I just, like, swirl around and dry mop. Y'all bitches
be pissing in the shower.
Swirl around and dry mop, and I look at 80-year-old vaginas. It's the best.
What do they look like? They're, like, flappy-lipped. Like
hairy, some of them.
Yeah, like what does an 80-year-old vagina look like?
Like some porn only goes up to like 50 or 60 nowadays.
Some of them look better than the young vaginas I bang currently.
Really? Wow, that's
except
weird.
A little bit hairier.
That's because
they haven't been touched in ages. So like they've like shrunk back up. They're like you know they've tightened up.
God, you know? It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's like I'm blowing it out my ass right now.
No, not from that perspective, but like, just god damn, like.
my friend goes to the gym all the time. Nicole goes to the gym all the time, and she tells me all the time, like she'll go into the locker room, and there's just like 80-year-old women just butt ass naked, and they blow up the toilets. Like, they're in there blasting hardcore prune shits. Like, yeah. It's just as bad in the women's locker room as
I want
the
to
dudes.
Experience that for some odd reason.
Well, when you wake up in a Freaky Friday-esque Christina, yep. you can go to the gym.
Yeah. Well, that's
going to be on my to-do list if I ever wake up as Jackie.
Go to the gym?
Yeah. Go to the gym locker room.
Yeah, but what do you do once you're there? Do you just... sit there and watch like a creep? Or
oh, yeah, 100%.
Or are you the guy that, like, that's like, I'm asking, hey, Gertrude,
I'm asking,
why don't you come over here and let me lick that thing?
Hey, I'm asking asshole. Questions.
Fair enough.
Why do you do this? Why is this happening? Why are you so naked?
See, I feel like I'd be the weirdo that'd be like, hey, let me
now,
hit that.
Now, can I touch this?
Ethel can put that thing on me.
My mom never showed me how this works.
Yeah, I feel like that would be me.
Today's the first day I ever saw my vagina. How do I use this thing?
What do you mean? Today is the first time I ever saw my vagina.
Literally woke up with a vagina 2 hours ago. What do I do with it?
You know, I think taking a piss would be, a good...
Oh, yeah, it'd be wild.
Thing. You like, get to sit down.
Imagine being a girl and waking up with a cock.
Yeah, like...
it's going to be like fire hosing.
You know the first thing they're doing is rodeo, and they're fucking swinging spinning around it, like an elephant trunk, if it's big enough to do that.
I mean, or they're just, like, twiggling.
Or they,
like,
they flick it. They just...
Yeah, like...
Does this hurt?
Tell it hurts.
Does this hurt? Yes, it hurts.
Let me slam it in the door. Yeah.
You know, if a woman wakes up as a dude... you know the first thing she's doing is, like, flicking herself in the nuts to see if it hurts as bad as what all of us dudes say it does.
And then she's going to puke.
And they're going to throw up, and they're going to be like, yep, that hurts worse than giving birth. Because...
Well, that's scientifically proven.
Well, it's proven. It is. How many girls say, I want to have another kid? How many guys say, kick me in the nuts again?
Hey, Tim, you just kicked me in the nuts. You want to do that again in, like, a week? No.
Fuck that. I'd put my finger in my vagina to see how it feels.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'd just put one? More than a finger.
Just one?
I'd be jamming everything in that thing.
I'm finding Black Doug, and I'm going to be like, put that hog in me.
I'd go find a fucking white guy. Sean's
fucking Black Doug.
I'd go find a white guy, and then I'd go find fucking a black guy. And then I'd compare. Yeah.
You got it. That's a great point.
Or I might do it at the same fucking time.
That'd be a hell of a double penetration.
Right?
You got to do the white guy first, though, because...
Now, if you wake up as a girl and you take it in the mouth, does that make you gay?
I think if you actively seek out to suck a dick, yes.
Like, yeah, if you go, getting like Black Doug was saying, and you get spit roasted, does that count?
Or another thing, would you be like, you know, a lot of guys aren't really like moaners or anything, but like, would you be like one of those people that are like,
oh, I do. I moan when I jerk off.
Oh, absolutely.
The guy who lives above me hates me.
I would be so loud. It would be ridiculous.
Seriously, like...
And then I would only do it because knowing that as Christina, being me and having sex with me, I'd be like...
So she never moans.
Well, yeah.
Jersey, you make that...
Yeah.
Can we get this going? Are we done? It's like a dead
face. I would be loud just to get, like, a reaction out of myself. Like, yeah, you fucking faggot. Like that? Yeah, look at you smiling and shit.
Why do you call me a faggot? You're a girl.
Go ahead. Tell me you love me, you fucking queer.
You're a girl. Yeah, that's what you think, asshole.
What?
Nice dick.
What? Whatever. Yeah, it'd be weird.
It'd definitely be weird. I kind of really want to experience it, though.
Yeah, me too.
So what kind of, like, where's the wishing well that we got to walk up to and, like, have a life-changing moment, like, in Freaky Friday that just, like, you know, snaps the fucking spell that makes this happen? Because I'm all for it.
It's got to be in Vegas.
It has to be.
Looks like we're going to Vegas.
Bellagio Fountains.
I bet it's either that or it's in Sapphire somewhere. It's definitely in the middle of the strip club.
It's inside of Candy at Sapphire.
Honestly, it's probably in New Orleans. Go to some fucking...
Down to the crossroads.
I heard those strip clubs are the best in the country.
They gotta be.
Because the girls are just fucking nuts. Like jumping off the ceilings and stuff.
I'm not a big fan of New Orleans.
I've never been. So
I went once and I'm not a fan. Because you could just be hanging out in the bars, and you don't know if that chick is a chick or a dude. Oh,
see, I also heard it from...
That's part of the fun.
I also heard it from people that never went to Vegas.
What? That Vegas isn't fun?
No, that New Orleans has the best strip clubs, and it's the most fun
place there is. I'll say Sapphire's is the best
strip club I've
ever been to.
Now, I've only been to strip clubs like here in you know, Dutchess County or Ulster County.
I still think Smiles
outside of
is the
Sapphire.
Best one.
Smiles.
I love
really?
Bad, I love Smiles.
It really wasn't
dude,
bad.
That's
last
like,
time I went there.
It's so dirty, it's great.
But it's like...
But
it's,
there's Blue Moon with a salad bar.
Yeah, it's across
Blue
the bridge.
Moon.
Dude,
is...
they got the best croutons you could fucking think of.
Yeah, because it's fucking yeast flick-offs off of vagina.
It doesn't matter. Dude, that's a $4.99 all-you-can-eat salad bar.
The best fucking romaine lettuce you'll ever have.
Oh, God. Dude, Smiles is trash.
Exactly.
But it's good trash. It's good trash.
See, but if you've experienced Sapphires, you can't...
See, you're putting it on a pedestal.
I am.
You're putting the pussy on a pedestal.
You're
comparing fucking backwoods strip club to fucking scores in the 80s.
Let's do this.
You can't do
that. Let me put it in perspective.
Okay? I'm still on the sea guy.
So I've lived in North Carolina.
Did you go to Toby's?
Yeah, of course I've been to Toby's. I've been to La Mirage.
Outstanding.
No, it's terrible.
Exactly, which makes it so good.
And then there's La Mirage.
Toby's.
And then the Cave. Rest in peace, the Cave.
Yeah.
Toby's. There was one.
Or no, not the Cave. Driftwood. Driftwood's gone.
Driftwood's gone. There was one stripper at Toby's that was under 250 pounds, and she was a midget.
Oh, God.
And that's what made that place so terrible. Fucking good.
I hate midgets.
Awesome.
No, fuck midgets.
It's awesome.
And, I mean,
looking for different things when we go to strip clubs.
I'm looking for the dirtiest.
I'm looking for entertainment. Pure entertainment.
I'm not looking for shit because I know I'm wasting my money because none of them, A, want anything to do with me. Thank God. But, like, at the Cave, they had midget strippers. At one point, they had a bitch in there in a wheelchair with no legs stripping.
Oh, my God.
They had a deaf stripper. They had a stripper with one arm. Like,
where is this? And
North Carolina. Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Jacksonville, North Carolina.
I guess
we're
where strippers go to die.
I know where we're going, boys.
And then.
It's a great place. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place.
I'll tell you this from experience. Do not put change on the stage because they kick it right back at you.
Oh, shit.
And you cannot use Monopoly money.
But
because granted, yes, it's fake money and most of them have fake titties, but no, you cannot use Monopoly
money.
Back
in the day of smiles, there was a black chick. If you folded a dollar bill correctly,
she'd pick it up with her vagina. With her vagina.
That's her name. And that's just talent. That's just, what was her name?
Duchess.
Duchess? Yeah, you that's just talent you can't teach. You can't teach that. That's just quality.
That's pure talent. You either have it or you don't.
Yeah, that's just good stuff.
And she had it.
She definitely had it.
She had it.
See, like, and then from, all right, so living in North Carolina, I've been to those strip clubs. Been to New Orleans strip clubs. Been to New York City strip clubs, Dutchess County. I've been to strip clubs in Montreal. I've been to San Diego, you fucking name it. And hands down, Sapphires in Vegas takes the cake. Out of all of them.
Yeah.
But what was the money ratio?
Well, that's the thing. It's like Sapphire is known as like the best strip club in the world.
I spend $100 at Smiles, I'm going to have the time of my life. You spend
$100 at Sapphire,
what's happening?
You're not getting nothing.
You're getting a beer.
Mm. Yeah.
You're getting a beer.
But again, it comes down to you pay for what you get.
And I want trash.
See, I had a bad experience at Smiles. I had a real bad experience with Smiles.
As soon as I leave the strip club, I want a new sore on my lip or dick.
I need to shower before I leave the strip club.
Yeah. Like, I need to, like, walk around back and be like, you know, find the little Mexican guy that's making the fucking salad bar.
And have him spray with the hose.
And have him hose me down.
Like, I'm a maniac. I need him to run me through the dish machine.
Yeah. Yo, E, I need you to fold me up and send me through the dish machine real
quick. Gotta be sanitized. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of strip clubs in general because it doesn't, there's nothing there for me.
I mean, it's a good time if you go to the dirty ones, but you like the classy ones.
Well, you know,
any strip club, you know there's nothing for you, but the dirty ones, you know you're going to get a little more lot less. Yeah,
well, and you know you're going to, if you really want to, you're going to fucking bang one of them dirty girls. You go to Sapphire, you're not going to bang.
But then you're banging three quarters of Dutchess County, too.
What's wrong with that?
I already
Once again, run me through the dish machine.
I don't know.
Quick shot of penicillin and I'm good to go.
I'm allergic to that, so run to the dish machine.
I'm just not a fan of strip clubs.
Well, I think that is like the first humane thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
Yeah, like ever. Probably.
I don't know why. I remember going to Toby's, they would have fucking KY Jelly wrestling. And I would go for that and I'd make bets on it. But I wasn't there to see,
that I'm winning some money.
Mm. Yeah, I'm there to win money, and I'm not there to fucking look at fucking ugly titties or fucking, C-section scars.
Yeah, but that's what makes it better.
Yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, you want to have a great time for a little bit of money, go to a NASCAR race.
NASCAR races are great.
Dude, never been to one. I'm telling you, NASCAR races are fucking...
Black Doug's been to a NASCAR race.
I have.
I've never been to a NASCAR race.
I will talk about this right now because...
You're a Kevin Harvick fan, ain't you?
No. Me...
I like how he knew who that was.
Surprisingly, my uncle, who's black, and my long-lost dad, who this is the only time I see him every year. We go to a NASCAR race every year. And I shit you not. They sit in the
segregated section.
Shit you not. We are the only black people at that place.
Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Like, unless Darius Rucker shows up to do a show.
Well, there is a black NASCAR driver now. Bubba Wallace is his name, I think.
But he's in a helmet.
He's in a helmet. You can't tell he's black.
You can't tell.
Is that your favorite driver?
It is, actually.
what race do you go to?
So we go to the Dover race. Dover Downs.
That's
every
where
year.
My parents went to that. Yeah. I said it was
I wish
awesome.
I knew that. I could have got you, like... Brandon used to work NASCAR.
Really?
And he would
I mean,
get like
it's awesome. We get hammered.
I mean, Robin.
Yeah. Robin.
Yes. Robin.
I mean, the black thing to do, we usually go over to an Applebee's.
Did you get kicked out though?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Go to Applebee's, order up a plate of the riblets.
No, we order the chicken wings. We order the chicken wings.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
I know.
He goes, no, we really do order the chicken wings.
And we go to the race and we hang out.
Dude, the races are great. I went to one in North Carolina with a buddy of mine. And it was the first NASCAR race I ever been to. And, like, he's like, look, it's like $50 to get in. I was like, all right, cool. He's like, we're going to bring a cooler beer. And NASCAR races, the closer you sit to the track, the cheaper it is.
Right, because it's so fucking loud. Right. Yeah.
So we sat, like, 9 rows up from the track. I mean, it was loud as shit.
Get hit by a fucking tire.
But I was like, hell yeah. And then, like, it's weird because it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Mexican. If you're there, it's like everybody is just handing beers to everybody because they got their coolers. You can literally be like, hey, I need a beer. And some people are like, all right, here you go. And you're like best friends with them. But the amount of fucking trashy, disgusting titties I saw.
Oh, I bet.
At a NASCAR race.
Absolutely.
They're like, oh my God. I mean, at the time when Jeff Gordon was still racing, they're like, oh, he's coming around the turn. Let me pull my titties out for him. And I'm like,
yeah.
Watch out, Black Doug.
Oh, and God. You see some saggy, gross fucking titties. And it's just wild.
Some chick's got a fucking a breast pump on. She's like pumping her titty milk out, but she's still showing them.
Because the kids are sitting back in the trailer hanging out, watching the race on TV. Like, it's
all hopped
wild.
Up on Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hopping around like spider monkeys. Fucking A.
One of you turds is about to get smacked in the mouth.
Yeah. It's fucking wild. Like, everybody should experience a NASCAR race in their life.
Yeah, I'd go. I'm not a huge NASCAR fan, but, like, my dad loves it. My brother loves it. Like, you know, most of my family watches it. I'm not a huge fan of it. But it's like it's not that I don't like it. It's just like it's like kind of boring, you know, to watch.
But hanging out there is a good time.
I 100% agree. Like I would totally go to a race.
Like
and get
I feel
up
like
and watch
if you feel
cars
like and like this is kind of my own opinion. Like if you feel like NASCAR is racist, go to a race and fucking hang out in the crowd, and you're gonna get just love from everybody.
Yeah.
As long as you're not an asshole. As soon as you're an asshole,
but
that's when you get fucked.
But you're a white asshole, so.
it doesn't really matter. Like, if you're not there to enjoy the race, or at least pretend you're enjoying the race, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, you could be one of these.
I went to up into, what's the place in Connecticut?
Bristol?
Nope. Like, right across the border.
Lebanon?
Lime Rock.
Oh, Lime Rock.
I've been to races there like hundreds of times because my dad loves all that stuff.
Oh, the drag racing?
No, it's a track.
A dirt track?
No.
No, it's an actual
road track.
Is it?
They had Le Mans. I saw a couple Le Mans there and other stuff.
I feel like
never NASCAR
go,
there.
If they ever open up Orange County Speedway again, we should go to one of the mud races there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
On the dirt track.
I'll take the Lincoln.
Fucking A. That's a good time, man. Dirt track races.
Never been to one of those.
If they ever open up the fucking Poughkeepsie Speedway again, we should go watch the fucking kids race. Fucking.
It was for sale. I don't know if it still is.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Fuck, I mean, everything's for sale.
Yeah, everything's got its price. Doesn't matter fucking what it is.
Oh, that fire is ripping and tearing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tearing and a ripping.
It's a fucking fire. All right, well, I mean, we got a would you rather. I mean, this one's going to fucking be a little rough. Would you rather have AIDS or HIV for 20 years and die, or have cancer for 10 years and die?
I'm going to go with cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Your choice.
My choice?
But you're going to die in 10 years.
Now, does my doctor say you got 10 years, or does he say you got 6 months and you just drag it out for
you're
10
told
years?
You got 10 years.
Cancer.
Yeah, I'm going cancer.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going cancer.
That's a unanimous thing.
Yep, definitely going cancer.
Finite answers are like the way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Black Doug's taking
Black Doug's taking a beating tonight.
Hello? I mean, I'm going cancer because I'm probably going to choose, I don't know what kind of cancer, but I'm going to live with it for 10 years.
I'm going like lymphoma or something.
Yeah, I'm like thyroid cancer.
Yeah.
Like something that's like, yeah, it's cancer, it's going to kill you, but not for 10 years.
I mean, I'm going to fuck my life up for 10 years.
Oh, well, yeah, 100%.
Right.
I mean, like, bad. Like, to almost where my life insurance doesn't cover anything.
Ooh, but at the same time, now that I think about it, if I go with the HIV, I could ruin all of my enemies' lives.
How?
You're gonna have to fuck
spitting in their mouth.
You're gonna have to fuck a lot of dudes.
It's not spread by...
I'm gonna have to fuck a lot of dudes.
Yeah, but you can't spread it by spit.
You can bite them, though.
Yeah, I'll fucking bite them.
True.
Throw a bag of shit at them. I don't know. I'll fucking spread it somehow.
True. That, I mean, I'm still going cancer.
Like, the extra 10 years doesn't really do anything for me.
No.
Yeah, no. No, I think 10 years is plenty. Ooh. What the
fuck was that? You got a mud duck back here somewhere.
This is American flag Crocs. Spreading freedom.
Brought to you by Crocs.
Brought to you by Crocs.
And a whole lot of other sponsors, as in Busch Light,
PBR,
White Claw,
Nike Adidas,
Reebok.
Somebody needs to sponsor us.
Mizuno.
Yeah, Uncle Rocco's Abortion Clinic.
Yep.
You know, give a shout out to my business, Uncle Rocco's. You know, we're open 24/7, 365. You know our slogan, you rape them, we scrape them. So, just give a holler if you need us.
Black Doug's in trouble. He's been texting the whole cast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
I don't know why.
I don't know either. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He's stuttering.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude, what does she think she's doing?
Yeah, seriously. It's with us.
That's the problem.
She doesn't know me, but like if she did, she'd be like, that's probably the problem. But at the same time, we're at my house.
Yeah.
It's all like we're away.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Poor Black Doug.
Women. Fucking first episode in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We apologize for the little hiatus there.
Yeah, I was busy. Kids and work and shit.
Timbo slice.
Mm.
I gotta make that money.
That motherfucking money.
Gotta make them dollars.
Yeah, you know, I gotta pay for shit. Three kids and fucking bills. Fuck. Oh, well. Anyway, I guess, come up with a fuck, marry, kill real quick. Mm. Go with, so fuck, marry, kill. All
right.
let's see.
We got, what's the chick from Married with Children? The blonde.
Kelly Bundy? Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate. Jennifer Aniston. In Friends. And, what's her name? Kukula or whatever. In
Kelly Cuoco.
Yeah, in Big
from
Bang.
From Big Bang.
Yep.
You saw that meme,
yep.
Didn't you?
Yep. I figured it was a good topic.
Yep.
Because they're both hot blondes from the, like, of the generation.
I'm marrying Jennifer Aniston. I'm fucking Kelly Bundy because I've wanted to fuck her since I was a little kid. And I'm killing Kelly Cuoco, Big Bang chick.
Why?
A, because Big Bang Theory is kind of lame. And
yeah.
I'm just over it. It's on 24/7.
They're beating a dead horse.
They're beating a dead horse. And she's kind of like, I don't know, she's kind of annoying.
Yep.
Jennifer Aniston's rich as fuck. She's hot as fuck for being like 52 years old.
Yep.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm going to wife that up. And Christina Applegate, she still looks good.
She still does.
Not as good as what
Jennifer Aniston does. We're talking like back when she was
back
hot,
then,
hot. So
it's still.
So you don't even have to rationalize that.
Yeah. I'm fucking Kelly Bundy, marrying Jennifer Aniston and killing Cuoco, Big Bang bitch.
I gotta agree with Sean. I can't even.
I mean, his logic's really good.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
But for argument's sake, I'm gonna marry Cuoco. Just because I feel like she might be a little weird and wild because she's kind of Russian and I feel like we might hit each other.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I'm definitely, maybe I'll just fuck her. But Aniston's not getting killed.
You can't.
It's just not happening.
No. Mm.
But I do feel like she's fucking nuts because she is 50 or 52 and she can't, for being that hot, she can't settle down with someone.
Yeah, there's got to be an issue.
There's got to be something there that's just like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm still agreeing with Sean. Just because.
You're right, Black Dog?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're right.
I'm fine.
She's getting bitched at?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Like, what is she mad at? What does she think we're doing?
Because I'm out.
Out with the boys.
Yep. Not responsible, pretty much.
How?
You don't have kids, right?
No.
So what do you have, like, responsibilities of? Nothing. Yeah.
Can I call her?
Ooh.
I mean,
it is what it is.
Where did Baxter come from?
So we did a fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, fuck, marry, kill. Okay.
Yeah.
No, he just walked over and started sniffing us.
We did, who were they again?
Kelly Bundy or what?
Yeah, Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate.
Jennifer Aniston.
Like 80s. We did generational.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, Christina Applegate on
Married with Children.
Married with Children. Jennifer Aniston on Friends, and then what's her name? Cuoco?
Kaylee Cuoco.
Kelly
Big Bang Theory.
From Big Bang Theory.
The blonde chick?
Yeah.
Oof. They're all right. They're all smoke shows.
It's not like an age thing. It's in their prime type thing.
In their prime. Fuck, marry, kill. I'm marrying Jennifer Aniston.
Good call. All
right. That he's with the crew so far.
He's with the majority. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm fucking the shit out of what's her name?
Big Bang chick.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're together. They were different.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. And then I'm killing what's her name?
Christina Applegate?
Yeah.
Alright.
She was hot and sweet as thing.
It was just different. Just a different type of hot.
Yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately. The funny thing about Jennifer Aniston is she might be in her prime now. Like, she's never not been in her prime.
That's true. I don't know when sexual prime is, but
right. But it's whatever Jan was.
Last week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a hard one. All right, so let's do this one.
All right.
Fuck, marry, kill. Orlando Bloom. Oof. In his prime.
Like, early, all right.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Heath Ledger in his Ten Things I Hate About You, Heath Ledger.
Okay.
And
they're kind of the same person, aren't they?
Almost. And then let's go with Adam Levine from fucking, what do you call it?
Killing him right off the bat.
What's that band he's in?
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm. I'm killing him. I'm fucking Heath Ledger, because you know he was wild. And I'm marrying fucking what's-his-face.
See, I don't think Heath Ledger
Orlando
could...
Bloom?
Yeah.
I don't think Heath Ledger could handle it, because he killed himself.
True.
So I don't think he can handle it.
Sean, because besides killing Adam Levine, so fuck him, because your music sucks. Then I'm gonna fucking marry... Heath Ledger. And I'm gonna fuck Orlando Bloom.
I would agree with you.
I'm marrying Orlando Bloom and I'm killing Heath Ledger just because I don't think he can handle it.
Well, see, that's why I married him, so I can get that fucking
I was just gonna say Tim married him because now Tim's a rich man.
No, but we're in prime time.
That's for Heath Ledger.
we're in their prime though.
It doesn't matter. That's when he's making his money. Got to build that insurance up.
Yeah, all right.
See, I would agree with you. I think, fuck Adam Levine. I would. He's done.
Oh yeah,
done.
Dead.
Right off the bat.
Dirty cocksucker.
Dead.
Heath Ledger, I'd marry, because he's gonna off himself anyway.
Yeah.
But then you're married to some of the off themselves.
So
not only that, you're married to an A-list celebrity that off themselves.
So
you got to deal with that.
If you think about it,
you got to deal with
Orlando
that.
Fucking Orlando Bloom. Heath Ledger kills himself. I'm fucking marrying Orlando Bloom. After
you got
I'm
your side. You got your side piece.
Yeah, he's
still.
My side bitch.
That's it. See, that's where you went wrong. You're getting married twice. Who the fuck is doing that?
That's a black person thing.
I will never get. I've been saying it to Jackie for years. I will never get married. She wants to renew the vows. I say no. I got married once. I'm good. You're out of your fucking mind, woman.
I never understood that renewing the vows.
Neither have I.
What changed?
From the day before we got married to the day we got married? Yeah. Not a fucking thing. So why is renewing the vows a thing other than making me spend $50,000 on a stupid fucking party?
True.
No, you're out of your fucking mind, women.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it if you make...
Watch out, Black Dog.
The only way I could see that happen is if you made it like 50 years.
Mm. Even then, I'd be like, we've been at 50 years. You're out of your
fucking mind. It's time for a divorce.
Yeah.
It's been 50 years. I'm divorced.
Yeah. We used to go visit her grandma in Virginia, and she'd be like, how long have you guys been together? I'd be like, too long. And she'd be like, what? Too long? Should I have said that? Does she not know who I am? You're such an asshole. You can't say that to my grandma. She asked a question, I answered it.
That's it. You weren't being rude by not answering it.
I would have been rude if I lied.
True. Mm.
Long enough.
No, I got a topic.
All right.
Love it.
All right.
And this is going to go into some detail. This is going to be a little bit of a long conversation.
We got 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Yeah. All right, we can do it in 10 minutes.
We could extend, though, if we need to.
If you guys had to choose one job that you want to do for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Professional golfer.
One job. And why?
PGA Tour professional golfer. I travel the world. Mm-hmm. I play golf for a living. Yeah. If I
and rip magoos.
drug testing is minimal. If you look at even the ugliest golfer's wife's fucking, what the fuck are we doing wrong?
All right.
And I'm literally traveling the world and playing golf.
Yeah, it's a really good answer.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Can't argue that. At
absolutely not.
Any sense. God damn.
And if I win a tournament, I just won like a couple million dollars. So, and if I won a big tournament, I just won like $10 million. So,
true. Damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's really, because it's like, I would want to, like, I would say I'm not a great golfer, but like, I'd say like, oh yeah, I'd be like, professional baseball player, but it's in that same realm.
Like, baseball player would be my number two, but golf is just such an easier pathway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with like a judge. Because I get off on like holding someone's fate in my life, like knowing I'm like I have the power to like kill this person legally. Or be like, yeah, actually, I kind of like this dude, even though he murdered 12 people. Nah, he's not guilty. And I think I'd look really good in, like, a long-haired white wig.
And the cloak.
And the cloak. I'd look fantastic in a cloak and a white wig.
He's going to come out with a cape.
Yeah, they'd be like, that's fat George Washington. And he's judging my fate.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
God, I think damn. I looked a little too serious on it now.
I think if I had to do it, one job for the rest of my life, I would probably go as an actor.
Actor?
Yeah. Yep.
What kind of actor? Porn?
No.
Gay porn?
No, probably sitcom. Because that would allow me to go on It's Always Sunny.
You're going to be like Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you're going to be like...
Oh, man.
Mac right. or something.
Yeah, I'd probably be more like Mac. Mac and Charlie.
That's a good one. Because like, you
combined.
Realistically, you could work
you
like...
You could pull that off, I feel like.
Right. He could pull it off, and it's like, you know, okay, what do you work maybe 6 months out of a year?
Yeah.
You know, you shoot one season and then you're one done. Movie.
Although
you spend
those guys
6 months.
Do write a lot of the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could do that too. I write a lot of bar content.
That's true. Mm. But that takes like 4.5 seconds.
I mean, I'd probably spend like 2 hours really trying to come up with something good. Running like, because it's weird. Like when I sit and write stuff for this, I write it and then I Google shit to see how often it's been used or
oh, you get deep on it.
Yeah, I get way too into it.
I just throw out ideas.
All right. I'm going off on a tangent.
He's going to say, like,
NBA
fucking,
player.
No, he's going to say middle school,
I'm not even
like,
I'm not even
going to
answer the question that I just asked.
Well, you're black. You guys don't really
exactly.
have
it.
Government assistance.
I'd be a drug dealer. That's what I would do. If I could never get caught. If I could never get caught, I'd be a drug dealer.
Ah.
Good call.
Cash flow. This guy's
smart.
Smart.
Thinking outside the box.
That's that's why we bring
set us up.
I did.
Set us up.
So.
I'm gonna be Black Doug's right hand man. I could never get caught.
Max brought up something and he said porn. Now, question. If you could choose one genre of porn that you had to be in for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Stepmom.
Wait, am I in it, or it's the only porn I can watch?
No, you're in it, you can watch, that's it. Nothing else.
Stepsister.
Plumber.
Yeah.
Plumber.
Stepbrother.
Yeah. Stepbrother. Okay.
You guys answered that way too quickly.
Now we haven't thought about this.
Nah, not once, not never.
Not a near, not a never.
That's awesome. That's great. It's fucking great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, your sink's leaking. I can fix that for you.
Like big sausage pizza.
Hey, mom and Paul aren't home.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Time to go.
Mom and your dad aren't home. Do you want to play? Oh, I'm kind of tired. Shirt comes off.
I'm playing Warzone right now. How about now?
Yep. Hey, stepson, your father won't be home for 3 days. He's on a business trip. Shink. Pants coming down. Like, I'm in it. Here we go.
My hose is leaking.
Yeah, mine's about to be.
See, I would do something like suspenseful, like the caught category.
Alright. Stuck. The stuck category.
Yeah. I do like
the caught category because it's something kind of relatable compared to what's going on all the other porn, like. Who the fuck's fucking their stepmom every time?
They're who's fucking the plumber?
Exactly. His ass is always hanging out. Like, the amount of times I've been caught jerking off.
Like, there was this one bad porn that I watched one time. Don't ask me why I watched 56 minutes of it.
It was good. It was clearly
good. I was waiting for the women to come.
He loved the plot line. The plot line great was great. Story.
The black guy, the mom
his wife
came
comes
home,
and he's like...
The wife came home and apparently he hid under a lampshade. And he apparently, like, the mom didn't see him. He was the black lampshade. Like, completely right there. Could see him. Dick hanging, swinging, all of it. And he was right there. And it was awesome.
What was the name of that? I gotta watch it for science.
Can you write that down for me?
Yeah, we gotta research that.
Well, the fact that it was 56 minutes. When I'm looking at porn, if the video is more than like
4 minutes,
14, no, like 10 to 14 minutes, I'm
but
like,
if it's less than like six, you're like, this is trash. I'm not even gonna watch it. What's
10,
the point?
10 to 14.
That means there's less dick sucking.
Mm.
Or the entire thing is dick sucking.
Or
you never
just,
know.
Or it's all fucking. Because I need to have a little bit of story.
You gotta have something.
I need to know why this dude is fucking his stepmom.
Yeah,
like, you know,
what leads up to it?
Why this guy that looks worse than me fuck this girl that's way hotter than anything I've ever been close to.
I need to know why they're banging.
I mean, we got two and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Unless we're going to add on.
If you guys want to know, the porn was called Savannah Takes Black Doug's Big Cock.
It's actually a home movie.
I know Savannah. Good girl. She could
She lives you. Down the road.
She could take your old
Well, goddamn, I think that's it for the first episode in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Sons of bitches.
Bitches and sons.
Good to be back. That's it.
Well,
thanks for coming out, Black Doug.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but I feel like you're kind of part of the group, but we just need to announce it again.
Yeah. He's kind of like that repeating guest that just shows up as he wants. Yeah. You know, kind of like your stepdad.
I mean, unless it's the porn Sean's
watching. Which he's always out of town.
But on that note, I guess, you know, favorite this and fucking let us know you're listening, and maybe next time we'll fucking give you a shout out.
Shout out to those two girls that I forgot your names.
Yeah, Emily
and Tracy or something.
Shout out to Emily and Tracy. That's your fucking name.
If that's your
probably
name.
Not even fucking close to it,
but it's your name now, Tracy.
Yeah, now it is. So,
bitch,
you know who you are.
You know who you is.
You know. Nigga.